This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have our ear to the ground on everything that's happening in NFL free agency that started 43 minutes ago. Anything happens to the Browns, you will know right away, although it does sound like there's some stuff going on around the Browns that will be very impactful to the teams that we play twice a year, especially. 216-474-0092.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Daniel.
Ian Rappaport sources the Patriots are signing standout linebacker Robert Spillane, the former Raider. So remove Robert Spillane. No idea on money quite yet. But another piece of interesting information, according to Jerry Dulac, who covers the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers getting close to signing with the Steelers.
Wow. Wow. I'm sorry. That will just be tons of fun. If that happens.
Yeah. If that happens, what?
It'll be fun.
I just don't see
Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin. Can you imagine him being on Pat McAfee's show and, you know, going behind the scenes with Pittsburgh? That'll just be fun.
I don't know.
It'll be fun.
I envision the Steelers drafting a quarterback at some point here and sticking. So maybe this is their last temporary fix until they find a quarterback. I just don't. I see the Steelers grooming their own quarterback. I don't know. It's part of their success.
Andy, I'll bet they draft one. I have two words for you. Mm-hmm. The first one's Jackson. Second one's Dart.
You see him in Pittsburgh?
Yes. I think he'd be a great Steeler.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Ian Rappaport, Jaguars signing cornerback Jordan Lewis. So he will be the highest paid nickel cornerback in the NFL, according to Ian Rappaport. No idea on terms yet besides that note.
Another name goes by, and the Browns are on the outside.
Don't worry about it. It's early.
Well, I just don't think they have any cash to do anything, Jeff.
Well, that's okay. They need to nail the draft and pick a few select free agents. This is no failure.
Do they need players?
Well, yeah, but I don't think they have the cash to do it. Somebody so far? Easy. Dan, get him off the ledge, please.
Oh, I think I'm going to push him closer to the edge.
Go.
So Adam Schefter, Lewis Riddick as well on ESPN right now, just talking about free agency, all that kind of good stuff.
Watch Andy.
And this audio courtesy of ESPN.
Okay.
The Browns come up.
Oh.
Cleveland's not up here, but you said Cleveland's taking a quarterback.
I said I was confident then.
Okay.
It was early in the process.
Okay.
I'm not as confident now.
Okay, how about here?
Interesting.
I'm not as confident now.
Oh.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
I'm going to be heartbroken.
Here we go.
Ian Rappaport.
Uh-oh.
Rams bringing back Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, Jimmy G.
Yeah, that one hurt.
That's interesting that he'd go back to be a backup.
Handsome Jimmy heading back.
You would think he would want one more chance to be a starter somewhere. Instead, he's going to go back up Matthew Stafford again.
How much is he getting paid?
Enough.
Don't have the money in front of me, but yeah, handsome Jimmy heading back.
I got news.
L.A. kind of fits Jimmy G, though, doesn't it?
You put millions of dollars in front of me to hold a clipboard, I am the happiest guy on earth.
Mike Pagel syndrome.
What a great gig. You're not getting hurt. Who cares? Take the cash. Be the backup.
I've mentioned this story before. Mike Pagel back in the day.
Yeah.
Mike's a great dude. I just said, don't you want to play? And he said, yeah. He said, but my new idol's Don Strock. I don't get hit and I get paid.
So one more time before we got interrupted by the Jimmy G news. This is audio courtesy of NFL free agent Countdown.
Ooh.
On ESPN.
Okay.
Lewis Riddick, Adam Schefter.
Cleveland's not up here, but you said Cleveland's taking a quarterback.
I said I was confident then.
Okay.
It was early in the process.
Okay.
I'm not as confident now.
Okay, how about here?
Interesting.
I'm not as confident now.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
That means they're signing a quarterback here, Andy.
What? What are you talking about? He just said he's not confident in it now.
About drafting a quarterback at 2.
Yes.
Yeah, so that means they're signing one.
That you're saying they're going to grab one in free agency.
Well, if they're not going to draft one, they need one. You going to start DTR?
What if they think Deshaun Watson is the guy that can help groom some young quarterbacks? Maybe they bring in multiple young quarterbacks and say, forget it, why waste money on an old quarterback? What if that happens? Again, we get into this whole conversation about what the Browns can and can't do in free agency. So let's just – the problem here is that we don't know how much relief they got when they re-sign Miles and they find out how much – okay, are we kicking the can down here? Let's just say they were able to manipulate their way to get some more cash out of this, which would give you more options in free agency. But right now, if going into this thing – before the Miles contract, and correct me if I'm wrong, they had around $12 million. They were $12 million under the cap because of some things they were able to do last week, right? They were $12 million under the cap. Well, you still got to save $9 million for the rookies. So now you got about $3 million to play with in free agency, which means they're not sitting at the table. They're not. And so if you're expecting that, and so what are you going to do, bring one quarterback for $3 million next year? You don't have a whole lot of wiggle room. Depending on what they got in the Miles deal to be able to have more money in free agency. We're going to find out that maybe, you know, Denzel Ward restructured or somebody restructured to kick the can farther down the road.
This team is not going to go into next season with 2 or 3 young quarterbacks and no veteran.
Guys, buckle in. Jimmy Garoppolo, 1 year, $11 million, according to Diana Rossini.
No wonder Jimmy said yes.
$11 million.
Yeah, no wonder he said yes.
That's $11 million to be a backup. Now you tell me how the Browns are going to be able to bring anybody.
Now wait a minute. Wait. Let me throw a thought at you. Could that mean they wanted Jimmy G back so badly because they might trade Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I wouldn't, but I'm not.
It's a lot
that.
Of money to pay a backup quarterback.
How many years are you saying that? Two or one?
One.
No.
One.
No.
One.
What I'm saying is, yeah, I think he's settling that if they do want to go in a different direction, they've got him. And if they don't, it's $11 million. It's 1 year. And you have the cash to do it. I don't think the Browns have the cash to go out and get anybody quarterback-wise. Anybody of significance.
Goodness, get him a gold, get him a gold-dipped clipboard for that amount of money. Holy mackerel.
That's that makes me think, are they trading Stafford? My guess is no. I would think not. But that's really that's a lot of money. But see, Sean McVay is the kind of guy who knows the value of a quarterback.
True.
And knows the value of that position. And now he has a really good one in Matthew Stafford, and he has as competent of a backup quarterback as you're going to find. Well done. They have Davante Adams. They have Puka Nacua. They have Kyren Williams. They have a pretty good team. And if something were to happen to Matthew Stafford, now they have a guy that they think can lead them. Good. See, that's, Andy, that's smart. That's smart.
All right. Well, let's go back to Aaron Rodgers for a second.
Yep.
So Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh. Then what happens to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson? So where do we go with those two guys?
Well, if Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh.
Well, Jerry Dulac, it sounds like he made, I mean, he's a pretty credible source coming out of Pittsburgh.
They're talking. He didn't say it's done.
He said, what was the exact quote?
They're down the road, right? Not what they said?
Yes. Also, Nick Farbaugh, who covers the Steelers for Penn Live, is chiming in saying that Aaron Rodgers' Steelers is getting close to happening. Sources confirmed.
Well, and it could.
So keep an eye out. Keep an eye out.
If it does, Russell Wilson's out there, and Justin Fields will be out there. Justin's not going back, I would think, to be a backup in Pittsburgh if Aaron Rodgers is there. And the Pittsburgh Steelers will be drafting someone. Where do they pick, like 22nd in the draft? And I would think I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they draft a guy like Jackson Dart. And then he sits there and watches Aaron Rodgers for 2 years.
You know, I'm curious, and we've never really asked anybody this, over the, where do you want the Browns to go with quarterback here? I think everyone's pretty much settled in on the fact that Deshaun Watson's probably played his last snap. And I know we can sit here and talk about the draft. And
I'll tell you exactly what I want.
Okay, well, tell me.
Cam Ward.
Okay.
If that doesn't happen, in other words, somebody trades up to number one
right,
and takes him, or Tennessee takes him, then I want Daniel Jones, Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson.
If Jimmy G just got $11 million to be a backup, what's Carson Wentz going to get?
Well, I don't know. I would think something similar. I would not think anything more. But I would get one of those guys, and then I would draft somebody at 33, whether it be Jalen Milroe or whether it be Jackson Dart if he's still around. I would draft one of those guys, or Shedeur Sanders, trade back up into the first round and take him. That's what I would like. There, done. But Cam Ward would be my first choice. And I'm looking for more than 1 year if I'm going to sign a veteran free agent. Russell Wilson would be just fine for me. Daniel Jones would be just fine for me.
I know you don't want to hear it. DTR is still on the roster.
No, I don't mind hearing that. And then, but I don't think he's my starting quarterback. If he does, I'm not planning to make Myles Garrett happy.
All right. Where do you want them to go a quarterback at this point, especially with Garoppolo getting $11 million to be a backup?
Well, don't worry about the money.
I don't think we have it. That's it. That's
always
all there is
to find a way to make it work to get a guy they want.
All right. You keep spending money you don't have. I can't wait to see. how that plays out, because I just don't see it. All right, Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com, is going to join us next. We're about 54 minutes into NFL free agency. So, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.